The Oracle is back with a bang!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to your Wealth Class on Radio. I'm Abayomi Obabolujo. Thank you so much for being part of this crusade. Please pick your phone as usual, make a call, send a text to someone, tell your friends to tune in to Radio 1 103.5 FM. Now we've got a target to reach 1 million Nigerians in the next 3 to 6 months. Why? The stock market is still the place to be. Rules have changed, structures have changed, the process of information dissemination is now so better and so seamless. You need to come back to this market. It is so sweet. Now to the business of the day. The all share index of the Nigerian Stock Exchange was down 1.01% to close at 40,429.18 from the previous trading session's close of 40,841.14. No cause for alarm. Impacts of full year reports on the prices of equities are definitely weighing off on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange as the market begins to prepare for Q1 earnings for 2008 financial year. These results will begin to hit the market in another 2 weeks or so. Today, the stock price of UBA will be marked down for dividend. Also, the annual general meeting of Guarantee Trust Bank PLC will also be holding in the city of Lagos. Keep your attentions on these two equities. Meanwhile, Unilever yesterday announced a dividend of 50 kobo per share. The price is 55 naira as we speak. In other words, a stock selling at 55 naira, declaring a 50 kobo dividend. So what do you expect? The price declined by 8% yesterday. Indicators are also looking down for today. But then, the money flow index is saying that the stock is oversold. So we wait to see what happens to the stock price of Unilever today. Equities to watch for today. The truth is that there are not many buy opportunities, but there's nothing to fear. Don't rush, just wait and pick the best of stocks. However, you can consider Afriprod. Keep your attentions on Zenith. The lower the price is, the better for you. I can see Japan rising yesterday. I'm not telling you to buy, but you can keep your attentions on that. Also, Dangote Sugar, Dangote Flour, and of course, NEM Insurance PLC. I will be right back.
Education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo. Empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. A couple of weeks ago, we began to talk about insurance products. And the reason is not far-fetched. In most of the matured economies, you discover that insurance companies are a lot bigger than even other financial market institutions, like even banks. But the reverse is the case in Nigeria. I have the opportunity of being a host this morning again to the managing director of Universal Insurance PLC. He is Ben Ujo Atonu. Right, good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Yomi.
First, before we begin to talk about some of these products, we saw the result from Universal Insurance PLC. All right, but we are yet to see your audited report. I'm sure, right?
Yes, our audited report would soon be out. We are tidying up and we are submitting to National Insurance Commission, our primary regulator, before we publish to the market after the approval.
All right. So I wouldn't want to ask Ben, because I know that most of our listeners, as investors in the market, will want me to ask what the possibilities are. We are not the stock exchange, so we shouldn't be telling Ben to be doing facts behind the figure with us here. But when the result eventually comes out, we will take the time to analyze the result subsequently. Right, so today we just want to look at some of the factors to me that will determine what kind of results that Universal Insurance PLC would even be releasing to the market subsequently. Some of us actually are holding on to the stock and we've been there for quite a number of years. Ben, will you want to share with us some of these products?
Universal Insurance has quite a lot of products we are offering to our customers, and we are also working on new products that we are tailoring to the basic needs of our customers. But you know, some of these products must have to go through a process and get to our regulators, get the necessary approval before we open it to our customers. I am sure that when some of such products come, our customers will have value and benefit for it. But there are other products we offer, like every other insurance company in the market, that creates value to our customers. Some of them, you have motor insurance, you have fire insurance, you have burglary insurance, you have householders insurance, you have personal accident insurance, and a whole lot of them that we offer.
All right, and let's talk about this motor insurance, for example, because I recall that I was talking to an insurer a couple of years ago that come, even if it is only motor insurance alone that an insurance company just focuses attentions on, that would be enough to pay good dividends. So how does it operate, and what edge is it that Universal has over and above all others?
Yomi, you are quite correct, and that is a concern of every other operator in the industry. Because one, given the fact that motor insurance is one of the compulsory insurances available in the Nigerian insurance market, given the fact that is particularly the third-party motor insurance, given the fact that Motor Vehicles Third-Party Insurance Act of 1945 made it compulsory for anybody who will use or permit a vehicle to be used on the road to ensure that there is in place a minimum of third-party insurance. So it's an area, considering the number of vehicles we have on Nigerian roads, that will bring a lot of revenue for the insurance industry. And the National Insurance Commission, in collaboration with the operators, trying to work out to a modality to ensure that adequate revenue that will come from this sector of the that area of the market comes to the insurance industry. You should be aware that that is one area we have a lot of quacks in the past who have been robbing the industry of a lot of revenue. But a lot of things are being done, put in place, to ensure that such people are pushed out of business. Yes.
All right. If you look at it as it stands today, right, I want us to look at how do you ensure within the industry that everybody complies. And because just looking at the number of vehicles on Nigerian roads alone, right, one question just came to my mind. Some people will even say they don't want to invest in insurance stocks because of the high level of risk, they carry. What is the level of risk I am carrying investing in Universal Insurance PLC?
Coming from the point you mentioned that you have a lot of vehicles on the Nigerian roads, and how can we track and ensure that the home money come in? The industry through the Nigerian Insurance Association has developed a platform that ensures and authenticates the motor insurance certificate issued by insurance companies in Nigeria as genuine, and any other motor insurance certificate that does not pass through it, we call it NIID, Nigeria Insurance Industry Database, where every motor insurance certificate that is issued passes through that, and you can verify the authenticity of your motor insurance through that platform. And any vehicle that is not found on that platform is taken to be fake. And also, apart from that, the National Insurance Commission recently has issued a guideline on pricing of compulsory insurances, which includes third-party motor insurance. We believe that with this efforts, that the revenue that will come from that aspect of our business, the motor insurance, will bring a huge benefit to the insurance companies, which in turn will rub well on our shareholders.
So we talk to the we come to the aspect of risk involved in investing in insurance stocks, simply because everybody believes that it is naturally a risk-based business. So someone was saying on one of our platforms that we never invest in insurance stock anymore. What message do you have to such individuals?
Well, I think our primary business is risk management. That's our core business, and what we thrive on day in, day out. The prices of insurance stocks in the market are quite down. You mentioned it during your intro about what happens in other climes, and the reverse is the case in Nigeria. That is part of what is affecting the performance, because the insurance education is quite low in this part of the world. People talk about insurance awareness. A lot of people are aware of insurance, but not quite a lot are aware of what insurance can do for them. And that is why I talk about insurance education. As people begin to understand what insurance can do for them, then you begin to see increase in penetration in the insurance within this market. The penetration rate is still low because people have not understood and have not embraced the insurance. And once this is done, the tide will turn, and revenues will come, which will benefit everybody. So all the people who are thinking twice, I think with what the regulator is doing, what the operators themselves through the association and individual companies are doing in driving this, we bring results in a short while.
That is all we can take on this platform for today. I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned again. By the grace of God, I'm going to be here tomorrow morning. And I want to say a very big thank you also to Ben. Ben, I'm very sure that next week you'll find time to be with us again.
God's willing.
And just one message to your client and to your shareholders, because we have just about 30 seconds to go.
To our customers, I encourage you to stay with us. We meet your needs, and we meet our obligations in terms of claim settlement. If you have not tried us, try us, and a trial will convince you. And to our shareholders, be hopeful. Very shortly, you'll smile.
Very shortly, Ben says, you will smile. Apayomi Obabolejo is my name. God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day.